Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, it's Tuesday, 28th day of August 2012. Big news blitz coming up, interspersed with Alfred Adass joining us, and huge amounts of news and your phone calls in the third hour coming up. Scientists successfully hacked brain to obtain private data. That's out of CBS. I mentioned this yesterday, but I want to get into it more today to talk about this technocracy. But first off, I read part of this, the new magazine, InfoWars magazine, did sell out. We printed 90,000 copies, 50,000 on the street, 40,000 printed to shell the listeners at cost. By the way, we did the math. Even when I raised the price, I actually lost money on it. So it'll go up a little bit next month. And we're just trying to figure out how to be able to even ship out more than 40,000 in a week or so. We've shipped a lot of them out, but still trying to get to some of the orders right now. But you can all get a free copy of the magazine in a digital format at Infowars.com/newsletter. Just sign up there, and every day when we send out the news blast, we'll send a link to it as well. I wanted to read, because it breaks down everything I'm talking about, my little letter to the public here, Print 2.0, The Answer to the Internet Kill Switch. If you're picking up this publication for the first time and wondering what we're all about, the answer is freedom. We stand behind the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the concept of 1776 expanding worldwide, the idea of liberty all over the planet. We are a firewall standing between liberty and the tyranny of corporatist and monopolist system that is diabolically opposed to freedom and the free market, especially when it comes to media and unrestricted flow of information. We oppose wireless NSA wiretapping and the secret arrest of Americans under the NDAA. We oppose endless wars, criminal proxy wars carried out in our names. We oppose the persecution of people for religious or cultural reasons. We are not left or right. We are constitutionalist. Because Obama is currently the titular head of the global empire and the adjoining crime syndicate, a lot of his publication will be about his actions. In the past, we were critical of Bush. We will also examine Romney and others who may replace Obama and his administration as the new front puppets. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, our flagship websites, are rated by Alexa.com and similar metrics that gauge web traffic as the top alternative sites in the world. Infowars receives around four times, that's a typo, it says twice, the traffic of MSNBC.com. News via print is dying as a result of a perfect storm. People are abandoning corporate newspapers and print publications and instead are flocking to the web as so-called mainstream newspapers just regurgitate corporate and government talking points. Mainstream news is also dying online. This is why we are able to dominate them with film, videos, and our news websites, and now hopefully this publication. That is happening. Print is impervious to a great extent to government kill switch and any other electronic scheme designed to shut down areas of the web the government once censored. Digital and network technology make it easy for corporate control freaks to track down dissidents, delete their words, and even kill audio files of their voices, as they have done with my voice on YouTube in the past. Corporations have gone so far as to claim copyright on voices, including that of Optimus Prime, a character from the Transformers franchise. And to be specific, when the guy that does his voice does interviews, they block that now, saying the computer recognizes it. That's right, YouTube is now adhering to third-party claims of ownership, many of them erroneous, to people's own voices, and using this as a pretext to delete content, representing a new frontier of censorship via copyright. Automated software bots are now being used to preemptively censor content with no due process whatsoever. Kindle recently demonstrated how it is possible to remove content when it invaded privately owned devices without permission or warning and deleted ebooks. As Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak recently warned, the very idea of cloud computing poses a threat to the existence of digital material and the idea of individual ownership. The director of the CIA has admitted that the Internet is a surveillance tool that gives smart appliances the ability to spy on you. We'll get to more of this later. We'll be back. Stay with us. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. We've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In a moment, we're going to be talking to radio talk show host and constitutional scholar, very informed fellow, Alfred Adask. We haven't had on in about 6 months. Always good to get him on to talk about the nature of the globalists and how they see us. Got some interesting points we're going to be covering with him. And also I'm going to throw out some wild card curveballs at him, just some of the current news out there, and get his take on that in just a second. The next hour will be completely jam-packed with news and analysis. There is a lot of it. We'll be looking at the hurricane set to smash into New Orleans. New Orleans braces for Hurricane Isaac. We are also going to be looking at the fact that will we see gun confiscation again? I mean, any excuse to come and take our guns and loot our homes, after all, that's what a kleptocratic, criminal, foreign, banker-run state does that's totally anti-human. It hires a bunch of control freaks that enjoy doing things like that. Also up at drudgereport.com, that's starting to get a lot of attention. U.S. veterans forcibly sequestered in mental hospitals is indefinite detention. It's happening all over the country. Bunch of examples there in that article by Suzanne Posell. Continuing here, we're going to be getting into the economy. U.S. consumer confidence tumbles to a new low. There's more talk of QE3. Which would spur inflation, but the economy will continue to collapse if they don't. So we are in trouble if they do, in trouble if they don't, just how the globalists want it. Also, I mentioned this yesterday, but I want to get more into it. Scientists successfully hack the brain to obtain private data. And now Homeland Security is setting up mobile trailers where they say they're going to march you through these machines. No, I'm not making that up. And you didn't wake up in a nightmare science fiction movie. You woke up in an authoritarian system. Now, these articles are also at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Black Hawk helicopters over Minneapolis worry residents. They have unlimited bases to train at, but they do it every town, every major city to acclimate you. This is admitted. Now, the Secretary of the Army 2 months ago said, we want to put 4,000 troops in every major city. Small towns will have a few hundred quartered among us that we pay for. Armed drones. We got an article coming out where they're now putting grenade launchers on drones for police. While denying it at the same time. Amazing story Matt Williams is working on right now. But Kurt Nemo and Paul Watson wrote about the latest urban warfare drill until you just get to where you accept it. And I saw on the news this morning where they're now ordering, well, they've delivered hundreds, they're ordering hundreds more, big black giant armored vehicles for Homeland Security. And they always announce it and say that, it's for the border. And some are for the border. But they let the illegals in and are legalizing them. It's just to keep us from getting out. Now the IRS says, well, if we say you haven't paid your taxes, no judge, no jury, no due process, you won't be allowed to leave. So Ron Paul's right. The stuff on the border is now just for us, so we can't leave. Capital controls. They're now getting them in police departments everywhere. Big, giant, brand new, huge wheeled tanks. They look like something out of the Road Warrior. So it's a total buildup against us. And we'll put some images of those up as well, those big giant trucks that are everywhere. Also, this is out of Yahoo News. Homeland Security campaign expands to sports. They're even in high school football games now, the TSA. They're at Paul Ryan events. They're not even cops violating the Fourth Amendment. They're not even feds out of their jurisdiction. Now it's just, they're people with a week of training, an extra 8 hours, they can read your mind and do these chat downs to see if you're a terrorist. Hey, listen, you little punks, I'm not answering your question. Next time I fly, and one of them sits there and says, Mr. Jones, by the way, listen to your show. I've had one of them do that, well, more than one, but before he got in my face. You're a troublemaker, Mr. Jones. Where are you going? What you planning to do? I'm like, I'm not going to play this game with you. The government runs Al-Qaeda. The government runs Al-Qaeda. It's on the news. They run them worldwide. They got the underwear bomber on the plane. And here's what I'm planning. You know, Jesse Ventura's lawyer didn't file that suit we checked in the right court. Don't know if that was an accident or what it was, but tried to explain it to Jesse. But I've talked to the lawyers. It wasn't the right court. My lawsuits will be successful because I'll file about five of them in different courts. I mean, I am up to here with this that I can't travel with my family now because I will not let known pedophiles grab my family. They hire pedophiles to run in the major airports. It's come out, defrock priests, you name it. They're the head guys. They're building a legion of evil. And I will not put up with it. They think you're stupid where they grow opium openly and have the troops grow it and then ship it in, but tell you it's still illegal. They think you're stupid. Just absolutely engage in all this evil and running Al-Qaeda and running Fast and Furious. We're in danger, folks. We've got illegitimate crooks arming to the teeth against us because they've stolen the treasury blind and are going to implode the economy and pose as our saviors. There isn't time to screw around anymore. It makes me so angry to read this. The Department of Homeland Security is urging fans at professional sporting events to help keep the country safe by reporting anything suspicious they see. So here's my challenge to people. I want everybody to call Homeland Security. Okay? Call your local Homeland Security number. Look it up. Call it. Or call 311 and have a stack of news and say, I want your email officer or the person taking the call. I want to be able to send you all this data so it fills the NSA Snoop Hubs. I want to just flood them with it. And you send them Fox News, the Amarillo-Lockheed, number three in Al-Qaeda, working for the Pentagon. You send them the current news that's all over the place where Al-Qaeda is being funded by our government, NATO, to attack countries that are peaceful and trying to destabilize them. You send them that. You say, I'm seeing something and I'm saying something. I see dirty criminal crooks running our society. You should call Homeland Security and say, hey, yeah, Homeland Security, but first get them doing a report. Homeland Security is hiring convicted felons and pedophiles and rapists to be the heads of the TSA over airports. And then give them news about it. And give them examples of where they're hiring criminals. Of course, you're probably talking to a criminal when you call. That's why they wanted to get everybody with a criminal record. They're now hiring them to rule us. You understand how hell force this is? So, yes. I mean, I've seen the footage of TSA on the trains in Tampa harassing people, and they even know who they are. The group that protested them in Houston and got them off the streets there, they know who they are. They've gotten in people's faces in Chicago. Hey, you put us on the news. We have highway checkpoints. You better not do that again and try to intimidate you. Just goons coming over, no jurisdiction, aren't even sworn officers, and the cops do what they say. We've got footage now of anywhere in Tampa. If people are out on the beach trying to take photos of the hurricane, cops run up all crazed. You're on a watch list now. Give me your info. It's so fun to act like a secret police and buy the propaganda that there's terrorists everywhere that weren't manufactured by your bosses. I mean, this is so crazy to watch these cops gobbling up the death of America in the name of safety. What a joke. What a joke. We'll have to keep our guests about 10 minutes the next hour. I'm ranting. It makes me get so angry to see all this happening, and we're going to be talking about it all here on the broadcast today. I mean, here it is. TSA workers perform bag searches all over the city. It's all over the place. Screeners inspect hundreds of journalists, and not one reports on it. Just groping everywhere. I mean, what a society. How do you break a free society? You get people's hands on you. You get everybody trained. It's absolutely despicable. A bunch of federal goons everywhere taking over society. I'm so sick of it. We're going to get into genocide committed by the U.S. government against the American people. Number one, with Alfred Adask, the organic law of the United States, the significance of national debt, why the Bible says you can't kill a man. Well, it's murder, not kill. World's first economist, the purpose of the Second Amendment, the foundation of individual sovereignty, and I've got some other news items to cover with Alfred Adask. He's a founder and one of the largest legal reform organizations, Citizens for Legal Reform. He's published the Annie Scheister News Magazine for more than a decade and ran for Texas Supreme Court, and he's been a political prisoner as well, and he joined us. You heard that whole rant there as we started the hour, Alfred. It just blows me away how fast all this is moving. Your take on what I was just covering before we go to break and come back and get into all your points.
You know, I can listen to you talk about it, Alex, and on one level, it doesn't disturb me. But I do the same thing myself sometimes. I get news that's coming in on the internet, and I'm sitting here in front of my computer, and I tell you, I get so angry, I can hardly see straight. It infuriates me. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and I said, it's like walking into a topless bar and finding your daughter dancing on the stage. I don't want to be here. I don't want to see what's going on. Something I love. The United States of America is being destroyed right in front of my eyes, and I'll tell you something, it infuriates, it drives me. You know, you hear other people, it's like driving. You know, if I'm driving and the traffic gets in my way, I lose my temper. Somebody else is driving, doesn't bother me a bit. Today you're driving. It doesn't bother me the same way it does the stuff. I'm reading it myself and I say, God. And I think maybe perhaps you understand. Maybe that makes some sense.
No, it totally makes sense. And to watch the zombies laugh at us that are informed. Yeah. That can quote legal documents, that can quote history, that are informed. People think being ignorant is like a mantle of power. And instead, everything's going to Hades in a handbasket.
Yeah, I understand. And the way out is you have to learn some fundamentals. And if you can learn them, it's almost astonishing. I'm sure you appreciate this. We are dealing with forces that are, they didn't just start up in the last 5 years or 10 years or even in your lifetime or mine. You start to look at this and you understand that this is so massive, it's been going on for so long, you can't put a face on it, you can't put a name on it without sitting back and saying, you know, we are dealing with spiritual warfare. This has been going on for thousands of years. This isn't news. It seems like news. But the same process has been happening.
No, you're right. But it's coming to a head. The cancer is suddenly expanding. Tentacles are shooting out of it. It's galloping very, very quickly because, well, we'll get your take on why they're moving so quick. Is it that they know they're in trouble? We'll be right back.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
My name is Frank Bates, and I've got some urgent news for you. Did you know that a solar storm in 1989 caused an enormous blackout in Quebec? Here's the really bad news. Experts are predicting that solar storms will get really severe over the next year, and our electric grid is extremely vulnerable. In fact, the Wall Street Journal reported that we could soon face blackouts lasting weeks or months, leaving major parts of the USA temporarily uninhabitable. Are you prepared for this coming crisis? Watch the video at 123offgrid.com for a simple trick for generating your own off-grid power so that no matter what happens, your home will be a little island of light and warmth, even if it's dark everywhere else. And as a nice little bonus, you'll also slash your power bill. Protect your home by watching the free video at 123offgrid.com. Simply do what the video at 123offgrid.com says, and you'll be more prepared than 98% of people. Go to 123offgrid.com now. 123offgrid.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Research into the globalists and the weird legalese they have. Why they have to tell you what they're going to do to you first. Why they follow all these strange little rules that they believe are spiritual. It's like Skull and Bones of Bohemian Grove. And we now know what type of rituals they do because I infiltrated and others have infiltrated Skull and Bones. They take it very seriously, basically like the old story of Faust and Mephistopheles. How do you trick the devil? And again, you may not believe in the devil. These people do. And they believe they're doing all these bad things, but they've got to somehow get around that. So we're going to break it down. Let's get into your first point you want to cover, genocide committed by the U.S. government against the American people. Let's start there.
We've talked on the program before. I was sued for $25,000 a day. That's $9 million a year for manufacture and distribution of a controlled substance. I was fiduciary for a trust, at least a couple of tables, chairs, and some computers to a company that manufactured colloidal silver, and they brought me in as a defendant. This is Attorney General of Texas, and the key to it was whether or not colloidal silver was a drug, and they defined drugs in the Texas Health and Safety Code 431.002, subsection 14, and also the federal code at 21 USCA 321G1, and both of the definitions of drugs use the phrase man or other animals, and they use that phrase twice. They don't say man or animals, they say man or other animals, and that means they deem man to be an animal in the same sense if I said horses or other animals. Makes perfect sense.
And this isn't some new humanist thing. They've been saying this for thousands of years. They see themselves as men. We're animals. Frank Herbert's letting people know he's aware of that, where they're going to kill the young Duke Atreides if he's an animal and has fear and can be controlled. But they don't kill him because he shows he's human.
And it goes all the way back to Genesis 1, 26 through 28, where it says, on the sixth day, God created man in his image and gave man dominion over the animals. Under Genesis 1, 26 through 28, I can't be an animal, and they can't pass a law that declares me to be an animal without violating my freedom of religion. And that was the essence of my defense in this case. The Attorney General had invested $500,000 and 6 years in prosecuting this case. There were six defendants ahead of me. And three of them hired attorneys, paid $160,000, one of the best law firms in Texas, got nowhere. I put a religious freedom defense together, and they dropped the case. They don't want to tangle with the idea that the people are deemed by government to be animals. And the reason this is significant,
they want you to opt in with all the liberals and say we don't have free will and we're an animal, because then they go, that's right, now you're dead. We have dominion legally.
And it goes to the Declaration of Independence and fundamental principles this country is based on. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are endowed by are created equal and endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. When they said that, they meant no animals. No animals are endowed with unalienable rights. The third sentence of the Declaration of Independence is that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men. They're telling us the purpose of government, as envisioned by the founding fathers, was to secure to every man, woman, and even unborn child their God-given unalienable rights. These rights flow from God, but they don't flow to animals. They only flow to those of us who are made in God's image. And when they pass laws and they say, no, you're just another animal. You're just another animal. When they do that, they deprive us of the fundamental God-given unalienable rights that we find in our Declaration of Independence. This was the foundation for this country. It was unprecedented, and they are stripping us of that spiritual foundation on which this country was built.
And you know what happened. The judge was probably a high-level Mason. You brought in one of their secret high-level religious rights and said, I am not an animal. I declare that I'm allowed to do what I want. I have freedom. Now you legally were, again, back under that basic covenant. And if people don't believe in this, the globalists believe in it. They Absolutely. Follow it. And that's why they now want to make us lower than animals with the animal rights people that are funded by the transhumanists and the globalists. Not that I'm against animals, but the point is that now they want to make it where the elites speak for the animals and say that they have more rights than humans and make us lower than animals.
I understand. We've had people contact me. We do our little program, a little radio program. It goes out over shortwave. We have some people listening in foreign countries. I've been contacted by one guy in England and another one in Australia or New Zealand. I don't remember. One of them. And they checked the laws in their country, the definition of drugs. And they found out those laws for England and either Australia or New Zealand, probably both of them.
No, it's all the same.
Also, pardon me?
It's all the same.
Yeah. They also presume the people to be animals. This has to be a fundamental cornerstone for the New World Order. We are going to be... We've heard people say it for years.
Stay there.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Have you heard? Now there's a male enhancement formula clinically tested to work on demand, and you're invited to try it risk-free. TestoCharge is guaranteed to give you the edge you need when you need it. All-natural TestoCharge has ingredients shown to increase libido and boost performance. TestoCharge is safe and it works. With TestoCharge, you'll experience an increase in romantic desire, so you'll be ready when the time comes. And with TestoCharge, you'll get an extra boost in performance, giving you both a night you'll never forget. See why TestoCharge is being called the natural alternative every man should know about. Get your risk-free trial, but hurry. This offer is only for a limited time. Just call 1-800-764-7415. That's 1-800-764-7415. TestoCharge is the natural male enhancement product you've been waiting for. Just call 1-800-764-7415. That's 1-800-764-7415.
Researcher Albert Adask is our guest for a little bit in the next hour. Then I'm going to have a huge news blitz and also open the phones up. But there's a new incredible article by Steve Watson and Paul Watson. I was just talking about this in the first hour. I just mentioned that the government had released Biological Agent in 1968 in the New York subway. Deaths resulted. Details remain classified. They put army doctors in the hospitals to see what it would do. It was reportedly a bacteria. This just came out at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Big Sis begins releasing biological agents into Boston subway, assures public safety despite government history of dangerous biological testing on the American public. That's at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We're also going to put it out on my Twitter so you can forward it, please. We've got to get where we are upset about this. They have urban warfare drills, military checkpoints, bio spraying, chem spraying, just to get us conditioned. Oh, well, they always spray us. We're not talking about spraying bug poison over Dallas to kill West Nile. And boy, is that a bunch of hooey as well. Wow, what an incredible report. The Department of Homeland Security will begin releasing a dead bacteria into the Boston subway tomorrow in an operation it says will test sensors designed to detect biological agents that could be released as part of a terrorist attack. Who knows what they're really going to be releasing there? I mean, with their penchant for putting cancer viruses in the vaccines, little is known about what exactly the bacteria consists of. Well, of course, you don't let the slaves know that. And the DHS has not been very forthcoming with information, saying only that it is non-infectious material that has been approved as a food supplement. Probably yeast. The Boston Globe reports the test will begin Wednesday. It will be held periodically over the next year. Oh, just whenever they want it. Harvard and Porter Square stations in Cambridge and the Davis Square station in Somerville. And it's all part of this new fear of alarms going off. But now they've turned off all over the country the radiation alarms. When reactors leak now, they just don't even turn the alarms on. So it doesn't scare people in places like San Diego. And they just say, oh, we're going to raise the radiation levels hundreds of percentage points. Just say it's good for you. Yeah, let your hair fall out. The seals are dying, you know, on the West Coast. But, hey, you know what? Yeah, they got radiation. You know what? Dying's fun. Okay? But we're going to keep you safe from Al-Qaeda, who they publicly run. There's a special invitation for Peter Thiel, the Bilderberg Group member, trying to take over the libertarian movement, an event to be held the following date and location for the Ron Paul campaign. We're going to be talking about that. That's interesting. Going back to Alfred Adask. Alfred, a lot of breaking news while you're here today, but let's get into this now. You were talking about how worldwide, and I've looked it up, in the Codex Alimentarius and all this, it says humans and other animals. Now, this is not just a theorem. The Illuminati is obsessed with this. The illuminated ones at degrees above 33rd degree, most Masons don't even know there's above a 33rd. And I'm not saying this is even a Masonic conspiracy. That's only one branch of this and a thing they use to, like, gather people who they think are well-meaning to control the good guys around them. The evil wants to be protected by a bodyguard of good. It's very sophisticated. So they've got all these well-meaning men like George Washington, you name it. He found out about it, wrote letters about it, so they killed him. Folks, just Google George Washington's letters on the Illuminati. It's incredible. That's the Library of Congress. You can read it, signed by him as he was battling them. But the point is that he said the Illuminati was taking over the Masons. They took them over. It's kind of like when Winston Smith pops in the door there's O'Brien to torture him. He says, O'Brien, they got you too. And he goes, yo, they got me a long time ago, but I'm ranting. The point is that it's all about how we are the animals or the profane. We are seen as cattle. And this even goes back into the Old Testament. You know, other tribes and groups that didn't follow what the Israelites were into were the goyim. So goyim, cattle, chattel. That's why the Constitution and Bill of Rights, and as you know, it is a title to those that were free. If you understood the riddle, they said, free men. No free man will be barred the use of arms or property. Well, they set the precedent, as you know, at the end of the Civil War, making us all slaves. They didn't just say blacks weren't human or two-thirds human. So what you've hit isn't just your theory. It is the essence of the truth of what we're facing. And so they're dumbing us down, poisoning us, trying to deny us good education so they can fool us into thinking we're animals and that we're bad and need to be exterminated because humans are trash. They do not want us to realize that we are not profane unless we drink from the fetid cup of the Illuminati. The truth is, to say you're illuminated, they've stolen all the terms. When you love Christ and God and want to do unto others and want to build people up, that's when you're illuminated by the Spirit of Christ. But they call it illuminated, but they're not illuminated. They're illuminated by the black sunshine, by the dirty black summer, by the devil under the black wings of death. I'm ranting here, but the whole point is, look at how they said blacks weren't human, so we're allowed to enslave them. This is as old as the hills.
Yep, same thing with the Nazis declared the Jews to be Untermenschen before they marched them off into camps. Untermenschen means under man. It means subhuman. It means animals. As soon as you're declared to be an animal, then you can do anything. You can be treated like livestock. The farmer can butcher the cows and the pigs and the horses and the sheep. Why? Because they're animals. They're not made in God's image. Again, you can look at Genesis 9:6, and it tells you why you can't murder a man. And it expressly tells you, because he's made in God's image, that's why you can't do it. If you will accept the status of an animal, then there's what's to prevent you from being murdered or killed?
And that's why they have you swear an oath when you join the military and tell that you're an animal and you're garbage and crud, so that you will accept it and sign the contract with the devil so they can kill you.
Not just that. I see this as spiritual warfare, and it took me a long time. I didn't get to that until I was in my 50s before I even began to suspect it. I see it now with what seems to be clarity. The spiritual warfare is this. They're not worried about your life. They're not worried about your property or whatever gold you got or your land. That's irrelevant to them. They want your soul. And you're not going to hell unless you consent. They post it in the books. If you can read, it's there. We deem you to be animals. Did you consent to be an animal? They need your consent. Satan can't come up with a pitchfork, poke you in the butt, and make you go to hell. It doesn't work that way. You need to consent. And that's why they have, in my opinion, that they have to put this out in law, where if you're smart enough and you're diligent, you can find it.
No, it's illegal posting. That's why they tell you before they stage a terror attack on television.
Yeah. They need your consent. You need to consent. Say, yeah, I'm an animal. Sure, I consent to that. Great. You're headed for hell. I think that's what's going on.
And the Bible said before each culture fell, everyone began marking themselves and hurting themselves. I'm not saying somebody's bad if every person wants tattoos or whatever and piercings all over them. The point is, in every culture, from the Aztecs to the Israelites, when they went bad, that's what begins. This is all the signs.
Yeah, I understand. I've got an article here from Genocide Watch. You can find it at genocidewatch.org. It was submitted to the Department of State back in 1996, and they identify 8 stages of genocide. And the third stage is dehumanization. And the United Nations Convention on the Prevention and Punishment of the Crime of Genocide. And they go through, and genocide is a crime under international law, but need not include actual death. The only thing that's required is that if you commit acts that with the intent to destroy in whole or in part national, ethnic, racial, or religious groups, such as causing serious bodily injury or mental harm to members of the group, or C, deliberately inflicting on the group conditions of life calculated to bring about its physical destruction in whole or in part. That's what they're doing when they reduce you to animals. This is an act of genocide perpetrated against the American people. They are creating conditions where they define you and me and all of our children, everybody you ever loved and liked or admired, they're all being defined as animals. They are using that the same way the Nazis used it to march people off to off into
camps. And that's
camps.
Why all the environmentalists teach the kids, you're scum, you're bad, you're hurting the earth, so you will actually hate yourself and not realize your incredible destiny.
That's exactly right. Will you consent to be an animal? And they teach us to do that. It goes right to the theory of evolution. Theory of evolution versus creationism. Creationism, oh, that's silly. That's
and, of course,
nonsense.
It turns out Darwin was a super Luciferian occultist, had these visions while having a fever, was into the occult, believed that we were seeded by aliens. What's that term? Transpanspermia. I mean, this was a devil cult that came up with this to get us to consent to be their slaves, to get us to opt in, to think it's cool to say we don't have free will. It is the ultimate joke. They don't want you being spiritual, folks, because they are totally spiritual. They traffic in men's souls, yeah. As Revelation says.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. I don't know. This is spiritual warfare, and that's a very difficult concept to understand. Again, I didn't even begin to suspect until I was in my 50s. You find this late in life. I wish I'd have known when I was 25 or 30 years old. It would have made an enormous difference in my life. But I appreciate that if people hear this, they say, oh, spiritual warfare, the guy's crazy. Well, maybe, but I don't think so. You look at this long enough, you begin to see, and you say, oh, my God. And it's when you do see it's spiritual warfare, it's encouraging, it's empowering. You begin to realize, my God, the Bible is real. God is real. These people really, they believe in God more than most Christians. The spiritual warfare is evidence that there's another life after this one. It's not frightening. It removes you from fear when you begin to see, oh, yeah, I'm fighting these guys, but they're going nowhere next life.
They're angry. They are so angry.
But next time, they're screwed.
Well, I mean, they take on the spirit of the God of this world. They hate life. They hate humanity. Well, the devil hates God's creation. And that's why these people burn with hate at our healthy families. They burn with hate at everything. That's why they poison our food and our water. They love hurting God's creation. And we are God's greatest creation. Now, continuing here, breaking this down, I want to get into the other points. We've covered this with you. You know, every time we've been on, probably 10 times, the point you just made, but you know, that was very eloquently said. Let's move quickly now to the organic law of the United States, significance of the national debt, why the Bible says you can't kill a man. You already mentioned that. World's first economist, that's a great breakdown you engage in. And if you really know what you're reading there, yeah, it makes perfect sense. You know, the seven good years, the seven bad. The purpose of the Second Amendment, the foundation for liberty and sovereignty. Hit it.
Well, sovereignty is the big deal. Sovereignty is the key, and we hear, if you follow, I'm sure you've seen this, where the FBI and people in government are concerned about the sovereignty movement. Oh my gosh, the sovereigns are coming to get us. This country was based on the idea that every man was a sovereign. This is expressed in this, by the Supreme Court in the case of Chisholm versus Georgia, year of our Lord, 1793. That's only 15, 18 years after the Declaration of Independence. Yeah, about 18 years.
If you're not sovereign, then the king or the bureaucrat is God.
That's what it comes down to. The question about sovereignty is who's the boss? And if I'm a sovereign,
and that's why the Bible's so powerful, the Old Testament. It's not saying some king is God. It's saying God and then man. You're in charge.
God, in the American law form, God is number one. We, the people, as individuals, are number two. And government is number three in this hierarchy of authority. Government is intended to be our public servant because we are sovereigns compared to the English law form that existed at the time of the American Revolution. God was number one. King of England was number two. Government was number three, served the king, and the people were number four down at the bottom of the pecking order. And the reason they were number four is because only the King of England received his rights directly from God. All else were subjects because they did not receive their rights directly from God. The government fears the sovereignty movement because if people ever understand the spiritual foundation on which this country was built, they're going to have an argument that's going to be almost irresistible.
Well, it's a contract. I mean, in all cultures, the devil deals in contracts. Well, so does God. We have a contract from God that we can execute.
And we have turned our back, much the same as Esau. He turned his back on his birthright. Back in the Bible, he sold his birthright for a bowl of pottage. And God later in the Bible, he says twice, he says, Jacob I have loved, but Esau I have hated. And he doesn't explain in the Bible why he hates Esau, but I believe it's because Esau turned his back on the birthright. When he despised the birthright, which ultimately emanated from God, he expressed his contempt for God. He didn't know what he was doing. He was just a dumb...
And see, let me raise this, because it's such a great discussion. I don't fear physical death. I fear my bloodline and my family being good people dying. I fear that that I would have evil children. I fear that birthright would be desecrated. I mean, that's a spiritual understanding I have that no one even taught me. But I feel the birthright stretching back into antiquity, and I feel it stretching forward.
Well, it's the same thing with the unalienable rights that were declared in our Declaration of Independence. That is unprecedented in Western history. It's the first time any country, at least since the time of judges in the Old Testament, stood up and said, no, all men get their rights from God. And by virtue of all of us getting our rights from God, we are all elevated to the status of sovereigns. We are relieved from being subjects, and we become sovereigns above government rather than subjects under government. And that's what the battle's all about. If you people can catch the idea of your sovereignty and understand it's a spiritual concept and understand that if you can support this with the First Amendment, for example, your right of freedom of religion or Article 1, Section 6 of the Constitution of the State of Texas or whatever state you're in, there's a guarantee of freedom of religion. You have access to these God-given unalienable rights. You can also claim them under the Ninth Amendment, which guarantees the rights that are not declared in the Constitution. There's still, if people still retain those rights, declared right there in the Declaration of Independence, those God-given unalienable rights, they're right there if you know how
to. That's right. Courts can't take them.
You can get them.
Courts can say that black people aren't human, but if folks stand up and say, I am a human, they are. I mean, so much of this is a bluff. That's why they're so scared of it.
And again, it has to be this way because they're fighting for, in my opinion, because they're fighting for our souls. They don't care about your money. They don't care about your house. They want your soul. You must consent. That means you have a choice. All right? You can say yes. You can say no. Choose this day who you will serve, God or mammon. Where are you going with this? Your choice. You take responsibility for the choice. And they're saying just because you're ignorant is no excuse. Ignorance is no excuse in the eyes of the law. It might be an excuse in the eyes of the Christian faith, but again, ignorance certainly under the Old Testament didn't excuse anything.
Well, Christ did not come to abolish the law, but to fulfill it.
I know, it's a gray area or murky or whatever, but nevertheless, they need your consent. They're not just going to force you in. You have to consent. And if you have brains enough and you have sufficient courage, and perhaps sufficient blessing, you can make these arguments, and perhaps they'll succeed. In my case, they did in one instance. It doesn't mean that I could try it again.
That's why we shouldn't just roll around like victims and say the whole world's corrupt. There's nothing we can do. Yeah, if we give up and let evil occupy everything, but good has the real power. That's why they want to keep us clamped down and tell us we have no power all day, because truth and liberty and freedom is infectious, and people desire it. And once people get a taste of it, it's what fulfills. And once we start acting like sovereigns and have that confidence, then we build up humans, and humans then become stronger instead of this nanny state that seeks to make us nothing more than domesticated animals. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
What's the difference in all these online emergency food stores? The difference is Deseret. DeseretFoodStores.com has the best price on a one-year supply of restaurant-style gourmet food, starting at just $695 per 875 servings. For the highest quality food with a 30-year shelf life, experience the Deseret difference at DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, or call 801-444-1444. DeseretFoodStore.com. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
By the union, that big business man, and it's going out like a dinosaur. Why they used to grow food in Kansas, now
All right, Alfred Adask will be with us 20 minutes into the next hour. We continue to have this nice banter back and forth, just reaffirming our own thoughts and ideas, integrating the information, because we're not just here agreeing with each other. We're affirming that, yes, that is what we've discovered. That is what we found. But it's everywhere in culture. It's in every culture. This is the Illuminati secret. They're saying they're humans. We're animals. Well, let me give you a newsflash. I'm not an animal. And they're trying to turn us into dumbed-down animals just so they can live this dream. These are horrible people. I'm going to break that down after Alfred leaves us and hit a bunch of the other news. But they're setting the precedent to poison our food, our water, to do unspeakable things. Tell the story quickly, because it's so important, of the world's first economist, Joseph N. Genesis. This is important. Oops.
Yeah, Joseph, this is an amazing thing. I saw this probably about 10 years ago for the first time. I'm reading Genesis, and I read chapter 47, and you folks can go look. Chapter 47 in Genesis, and it describes the story of Joseph. He heard the Pharaoh had a couple of dreams. No one could interpret them. Joseph interpreted the Pharaoh's dreams. The Pharaoh had 7 great years followed by 7 bad years. He understood that's what the dreams meant, and the Pharaoh was so impressed, he appointed Joseph to be his number 2 guy in Egypt. The 7 years came along, and Joseph stored up grain. We all hear that story. It stored up grain. And then he'd have grain to give the people during the 7 bad years. And that's the way the story was told to me in Bible school. I remember it back when I was a little kid. Oh, Joseph, he was such a great guy. You read chapter 47 of Genesis, and it tells you in the first year, after they started the shortage of food, I can't even famine. As soon as they started the famine, first year the people came and they said, why should we die? You got grain, why should we die? And Joseph said, I will give you grain for a year, provided you give me all of your money. And the people did. They gave him all of their money. And then Joseph took all of the money and he put it into the Pharaoh's storehouse. He didn't leave it in circulation. He crippled the economy where the people were not able to work their way through the famine by removing the money. This is interesting because they took the gold out of circulation in this country in 1933 and the silver in 1968. They removed our money, too. It's an interesting coincidence. Second year, people come back in the famine and they say, we're out of grain. We don't have anything to eat. Why should we die? And Joseph says, I will give you grain, but you got to give me all of your cattle. And the people say, okay, we'll give you all of our cattle. The means of production. They gave all of the production to Joseph. He gave it all to the Pharaoh. Third year, they come back and they don't have any food. And they said, why should we die? And Joseph says, I'll give you food and I'll give you grain to live for another year if you sell yourself. You sell your land and yourselves into bondage to the Pharaoh. And the people said, what the heck? Such a deal. Why should we die? They sold themselves into bondage. Joseph enslaved the Egyptian people to the Pharaoh. Prior to Joseph, the Pharaoh was there kind of like a TV evangelist. He had people to pay attention to him, but he didn't run and own the whole country. Joseph put the whole country under ownership and control of Pharaoh. And that's very interesting when you hear the story of the Jews later on being put into bondage by the Egyptians. And the Jews say, oh, this was so unfair. Wait a second. Joseph, the first Hebrew down there into Egypt, he put the Egyptians into bondage. But the point to this is Joseph understood economics well enough 3,000 years ago where he could put a whole nation into bondage. It's right there in the Bible, chapter 47 of Genesis. Read it. And it's there, and you'll see. And I'll guarantee that 99% of the people in your audience have never heard this before.
No. That's why the Old Testament is a weapon system. People perish for lack of knowledge. They don't know. They think, oh, reading old history stuff. They have no idea. I talk to executives. I've talked to billionaires who aren't that smart. They just got in a niche or a position there. It is incredible how dumbed down people are. They're like animals. They just don't have the ancient knowledge that the ancients developed. It's all waiting for us. We'll be back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for truth seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.